Charles.
La merequeria arriva l'intra la 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 la. La merequeria retrove sta pietre tre desole trove sta pietre tre desole do Dio. E cavevo ma pia l'intra la 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 la. E cavevo ma pia to si tre desole do Dio de to si tre desole do Dio. Buon marito e ma sera l'intra la 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 la. Buon marito e ma sera le la plepetito Dio, dale la plepetito Dio. Ben pesevo ma figlia l'intra la 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 la. Ben pesevo ma figlia Dio, nara terito Dio, Dio, nara terito Dio. Dio, rosa e marcianda l'intra la 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 la. Il y a des marchands de pont, mon Dieu, des marchands de pont, mon Dieu. Il les vend par douzaine, tra la 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 la. Il les vend par douzaine et par demi-douzaine, et par demi-douzaine.
Welcome to Encore here on KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette Lake Charles, and online at krvs.org. I'm your host, Megan Brown Constantin, and thank you so much for joining me today. We do have a special guest in the studio today to help me talk a little bit about Festival Acadien et Créole, as well as the CD project for this year's festival. I'm sure all of you know that each year, in conjunction with Festival Acadien et Créole, the archives here on UL's campus help produce a CD to be released each year. Usually it's with festival performances, but this year it's a little bit different. And to help me talk about that, we've got Dr. Barry Ancelet. Welcome.
Hi.
Thank you for joining me. So this year's CD is...
It's so much more than a CD.
Yeah.
It's an adventure. It's an exploration. It's been an amazing process.
And it's been inspired by the work of César Vincent.
Yeah, the person you just heard singing that lovely song was César Vincent. And he was first recorded. He's from Vermilion Parish, rural Vermilion Parish, near Meaux, Leroy, around that area. And he was first recorded by Catherine Blanchette, who was an absolute visionary, back in 1953. She was it's hard for me to wrap my head around this, what she did, because in 1953 she already was understanding the importance of this heritage, this mm-hmm. cultural heritage that we had, and had the wherewithal to get a tape recorder and go out there and record this stuff. She apparently initially started her project recording children in schools because she was involved in the educational process in Vermilion Parish and noticed that there were these kids who knew these really old songs and started recording them, and then it apparently ricocheted, judging from her master's thesis that I've read a number of times. It ricocheted out to some of the people that these kids were learning from, their parents or grandparents or great uncles or people in the neighborhood. And César Vincent was one of these people. Now, I knew César Vincent. I knew about César Vincent because of the story of Travailler c'est trop dur, which has become a huge iconic song in the French-speaking world. It's been covered by just dozens and dozens of people. The source for getting it out of Louisiana was Zachary Richard and Michael Doucet, who both did covers of it, their versions of it back in the 1970s. And then it just took off. Julien Clerc and any number of people in France and even West Africa. Alpha Blondie has a version of it. There's people in Quebec, all over the place. Mm-hmm. It became this huge anthem. But I don't think very many people would know that it came from the subsistence farmer in Vermilion Parish who happened to sing it.
Yeah.
One one day for Harry Oster in 1957, who also recorded him. So I knew about Cesar Vansel because of that, and then, you know, exploring Catherine Blanchett's master's thesis that she did here, he figures prominently in it and sang a lot of songs, and so I started wondering, I wonder if he sang anything else. You know, what are the odds he just sang that one song? Right.
Yeah.
So I started poking around and asking some of the family members, Kevin Reese and some of his cousins and, you know, some of the descendants of Cesar Vincent. Kevin ran into me at Cece's one morning and says, "Did you ever hear of Cesar Vincent?" I said, "Yeah, sure." He said, "Well, he was my great uncle." And he wanted to talk about it. And I said, "You know, I was wondering if he sang anything else." And he said, "Yeah." He said, "One of my cousins uploaded a bunch of songs that Catherine Blanchett had recorded and given to the – she'd given a copy to the family. And she had uploaded it on Reverb Nation. So you can hear some of them there. I think there were 23 or 24 songs there." Mm-hmm. When I heard those, I thought, "Oh, my God. What? This is a treasure." So I called Chris Segura in the archives, and I said, "Chris, is there anything else? Did anybody else record a guy named Cesar Vincent?" He starts poking around. He said, "Harry Oster recorded him in 1957. There's another 30-some-odd songs."
Like, yeah.
Holy mama.
Yeah, I had run across the Harry Oster collection. Mm-hmm. That's why I wasn't aware of Catherine Blanchett's collection on him, but I had run across Harry Oster's and heard a few songs from him, but none that were songs that I had heard, similar to songs in Canada and France. They were just kind of pretty melodies. But he does have a lot of songs be traced back.
What happened, ask my wife. I've been living with this guy for a year and a half. She said she feels like she's been sleeping with Cesar Vincent and me for a year and a half because I was sitting in bed transcribing this stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I guess I sort of obsessed on it. I started transcribing the songs and then trying to looking them up. Mm-hmm. That one song that you just heard, La Fille Triste Désolée, is a variant of La Cadette Mariée Avant l'Aînée, the younger girl married before her older sister. It was reported by Conrad Lafort in his study of songs that have been collected in the French-speaking world that go all the way back to the Middle Ages.
Mm-hmm.
And he lists a number of other versions of this that all involve the same details, you know, including marrying, promising to marry her off to an apple salesman at the end who's going to take her to Paris. And I thought, oh, my goodness, this guy had this treasure.
Rich history.
In his head.
Mm-hmm.
And he was recorded by Catherine Blanchett in 1953, which, by the way, I should point out, was one of the first recording projects by somebody from here. Mm-hmm. The Lomaxes had come in the 30s. Bill Owens had come in the 40s. Other people had come through. But I think Catherine may have been the very first local person to realize the importance of capturing this tradition. And then Harry Oster came, and I'm pretty sure, I don't know this for sure, but I'm guessing that Harry Oster knew about Catherine's work.
Yeah.
And he was hitting
the same people.
some of the people that she had recorded too. And when you eliminate the overlaps, he sang a total of 44 songs.
Wow.
I asked some of the family members, and I said, there were 44 songs in all that were, different songs that were recorded. Does that seem about right? And they said, oh, no, he sang hundreds of songs. It just happened to capture these 44.
Wow.
But we do have those 44.
Yeah.
And what happened was, as I was looking this stuff up, I thought, why don't we try to do something a little bit like what we had done with the Lomax material, put this stuff back into circulation. Catherine Blanchett herself had written in her master's thesis toward the end, the importance of making this stuff available and using it to inspire, you know, future generations and having this stuff continue to be sung.
Yeah.
So I started contacting the usual suspects and people who had shown an interest in recycling old songs, including you. And you and Kelly did a version of that song. Maybe we can listen to that.
We did a, let's see, it's six.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to, you kind of hit on the lyrics just a little bit behind the song, but do you want to talk a little bit more about the lyrics for those who don't understand as much French?
This is a song about an older sister who is upset that she finds out that her younger sister is getting married. And she's not married yet. It's a shadi-vadi song,
yeah,
basically. And she's gonna have to dance in a bucket with a room. And she's complaining about this, and her mother says, "Oh no, don't worry. We'll marry you to a rich merchant, an apple merchant."
Yeah.
And in some versions of the song, I found who's gonna take you to Paris on a donkey. It's just a crazy song, but it goes all the way back to the Middle Ages.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, when Kelly and I try and explain these lyrics to people when we perform it, we're perplexed by the idea of how dreamy an apple salesman appears to this woman. You know, it's like, ooh, an apple merchant. And he sells apples by a dozen and a half dozen.
Yeah.
And we don't know what that means at all, you know. But it's kind of funny, and it sounds like a scene from Game of Thrones or something. I feel like we've seen that on Game of Thrones with the younger sister getting married first.
And so this is what Megan and Kelly did with that song you just heard.
This is called La Fille Triste Désolée.
Yeah.
what an amazing imaginative performance. And I just love Chris Stafford's baritone guitar.
Yeah.
So that's what happened here. This guy who was recorded just, you know, by himself singing. He was a farmer who knew a lot of songs. And young people, the young generation, in this case, you and Kelly and Chris and the gang, mm-hmm. Hear this song and just come up with this amazing arrangement of it that makes it it preserves the song and it makes it modern again. It's brand new old songs.
Yeah, it aids in adding it to the repertoire. You know, if you because these songs are so crazy and squirrely.
I know. They're crooked, and yeah. And one of the things that I was really struck by is the willingness of so many contemporary musicians who participated in the project to take on that many words, because mm-hmm. it's lyric rich.
Mm-hmm,
it's,
yeah.
it's very lyric rich, and some of the tunes are wiggly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, and you know you can learn them for what they are, and you can straighten out the funky beats. And yeah, they're beautiful, super catchy songs that fit so well into this era.
Yeah, you know? Steve Riley and the Mama Playboys did a couple of songs, and a little greedy, you know, he said he didn't want to just do one. He said, I found two I love. I want to do them both, which is great. And he said, told me later, about a week later, he said, I can't get these things out of my head. He said, I've never heard anything like this. I just never heard anything like it. It's, yeah. It's important in the same way that the Lomax recordings recycling stuff was important, in that it adds a whole deep, rich dimension from our past that would otherwise be just erased. Mm-hmm. It would have fallen off the table.
Yeah.
And, speaking of falling off the table, by the way, César Vincent, the guy who sang all these songs, talk about an interesting character. I've been hearing all sorts of stories from him about him from the family. And apparently he really loved to sing. He was a little bit quirky, you know. He was mm-hmm. a little, in, you know, sort of in his own world a little bit. But, you know, raised a family on a subsistence farm. And was a hard-working guy, really dedicated, but he loved to sing, apparently. one person I found, Paul Douillon, was well into his 90s, still alive, he said he remembered going to house parties and hearing mm-hmm. César sing. And he said he didn't sing for himself. He sang for everybody. He said he would be walking to the store. He never owned a car, died in 1970, never owned a car. And he would walk to the store or go on horseback, or and he said you could hear him before you saw him. You could hear him way, way off. He would sing loud.
Yeah.
And one of his neighbors, a Mr. Broussard, said he lived about somewhere between a quarter of a mile and a half a mile away down mm-hmm. across the pasture.
Mm-hmm.
And he said at night he would sit on his porch and listen to César sing a half a mile away.
My goodness.
I mean, I know everything that you didn't have the same kind of noise pollution as you have today, but nevertheless.
Yeah, that, to project.
Oh, yeah. He sang loud.
Yeah, and it comes across in his recordings, I think.
You know, another thing that maybe we should mention this a little later, but another thing that everybody who took on one of his songs says is that his melodic structure was dead on. And he actually sang in pitch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he had a very complex notion of melody, but it was intact. It was consistent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even the crooked parts were crooked the same way.
Yeah,
each time
they're not accidents.
No,
yeah.
no, they weren't accidents. They were mm-hmm. very complex.
Yeah.
So, you want to hear another one?
Yeah, if you're just joining us, this is, of course, Encore here on KRVS 88.7 FM Lafayette Lake Charles, and we're talking about the CD project that's coming out this year for Festival Acadien. There will also be a few performances of these songs that you can catch the Thursday before festival on the 11th of October and the Saturday of festival at 2:30. And so you've got two chances to catch those performances. The Thursday night is at Warehouse 535.
It's part of the Music City showcase.
Yes. And the second performance is at Festival Acadien Saturday the 13th at 2:30 in the afternoon.
So this year at Festival Acadien, we're honoring the legacy, the lyrical legacy of César Vincent, whose legacy would be worth honoring even if it were only for Travailler C'est Trop Dur, but it turns out there's a lot more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, and how old was he, do you think, in 53 when Catherine recorded him? Do we have...
Yeah, if you could do the math, he was 87 when he died in 1970.
Okay,
so he was in his 70s.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
And... a very interesting guy. He, in his version of J'ai passé devant ta porte, he does it's like a la 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 with his hand over his mouth. He was apparently a very funny guy. Told a lot of jokes. He was a very happy person.
Yeah.
And very beloved by his family and his neighbors.
I'd love to know who he learned these songs from.
Well, in some cases, he says, "I learned this from." So and so, or but probably a lot of them were Vincent family songs. There was apparently a Vincent song cluster. Lennis Vincent, who was recorded by Oster, was sort of a part of that family.
Okay, wow. We feature him on Encore a lot. Mm-hmm. He's got some beautiful songs too. The next song we're going to listen to is La Fille aux Oranges. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the lyrics and the history? That goes back to France, certainly.
It does. It's another medieval song. I did some research on all 44 of these songs and found that well over half of them can be traced back to the Middle Ages.
Mm-hmm.
This is a version of La Fille aux Oranges. it was collected. It's been collected all over the French-speaking world. And it tells the story of a disenchanted young maiden who is... She tries to sell her oranges to a lawyer's son, and then the lawyer's son doesn't give her any money, sends her all over town to try to collect her money. Mm. And she becomes upset with getting the runaround and finally says, to hell with the lawyer and to hell with the bank and to hell with everybody, I'm keeping my oranges.
Nice. Well, let's hear. We'll hear a little bit of the original one first, and then we'll listen to Zachary Richard and Roddy Romero with their rendition.
Their reimagining of it, yes. Okay.
En arrière de chez mon père, il y a une orangée de voilà. En arrière de chez mon père, il y a une orangée de voilà. Nous irons, nous barons, nous tirerons les verres et nous les remplirons. Nous irons, nous barons, tirerons les verres et nous les remplirons. L'on était tellement chargé que les branches en tout chantaient de voilà. L'on était tellement chargé que les branches en tout chantaient de voilà. Nous irons, nous barons, nous tirerons des verres et nous les remplirons. Nous irons, nous barons.
En arrière de chez mon père, il y a un orangé, le voilà. En arrière de chez mon père, il y a un orangé, le voilà. Nous irons, nous boirons, nous tarirons les verres et nous les remplirons. Nous irons, nous boirons, nous tarirons les verres et nous les remplirons. L'un était tellement chargé que les branches touchaient la terre, le voilà. L'un était tellement chargé que les branches touchaient la terre, la voilà. Nous irons, nous boirons, nous tarirons les verres et nous les remplirons. Nous irons, nous boirons, nous tarirons les verres et nous les remplirons. Elle passe de branche en branche, elle choisit les plus belles, voilà. Elle passe de branche en branche, elle choisit les plus belles, voilà. Nous irons, nous boirons, nous tarirons les verres et nous les remplirons. Nous irons, nous boirons, nous tarirons les verres et nous les remplirons.
Le premier qui me les marchande, c'est le fils de l'avocat, le voilà. Le premier qui me les marchande, c'est le fils de l'avocat, le voilà. Nous boirons, nous tarirons les verres et nous les remplirons. Nous irons, nous boirons, nous tarirons les verres et nous les remplirons. Il m'achète une douzaine, il ne les a jamais payés, le voilà. Il m'achète une douzaine, il ne les a jamais payés, le voilà. Nous irons, nous boirons, nous tarirons les verres et nous les remplirons. Nous irons, nous boirons, nous tarirons les verres et nous les remplirons. Ils m'envoient chez la banque et la banque était fermée, la voilà. Ils m'envoient chez la banque était fermée, la voilà. Nous irons, nous boirons, nous tarirons les verres et nous les remplirons. Nous irons, nous boirons, nous tarirons les verres et nous les remplirons. Moi j'ai l'avocat, c'est le fils de l'avocat, le voilà. Et mon voix j'ai l'avocat, c'est le fils de l'avocat, le voilà. Nous irons, nous boirons, nous tarirons les verres et nous les remplirons. Nous irons, nous boirons, nous tarirons les verres et nous les remplirons. Et le fils de l'avocat, il était tellement pas là, le voilà. L'avocat, il était tellement pas là, le voilà. Nous irons, nous boirons, nous tarirons les verres et nous les remplirons. Nous irons, nous boirons, nous tarirons les verres et nous les remplirons. Je me moque de la banque et du fils de l'avocat, le voilà. Je me moque de la banque et du fils de l'avocat, le voilà. Nous irons, nous boirons, nous tarirons les verres et nous les remplirons. Nous irons, nous boirons, nous tarirons les verres et nous les remplirons. Nous boirons, nous tarirons les verres et nous les remplirons. Nous irons, nous boirons, nous tarirons les verres et nous les remplirons.
Et voilà.
Yeah, voilà.
That was Zachary Richard and Roddy Romero. What a beautiful track with La Fille aux Oranges off of the new César Vincent project. What's the name of the CD?
The Lyrical Legacy of César Vincent.
There you go.
And you see, this what's happening here is that we're trying to honor the past, but bring it into the future. You know, I had a professor, Henry Glassy, at Indiana University, who defined living tradition, not you know, dead tradition in a museum, but living tradition as using the past to create the future.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is a great example of it. And, you know, I got to say, I have had a chance over the last 3 months working on this to work with some of the most creative people around, you know, South Louisiana music scene. And I'm just bowled over by the creative energy and the talent and the imagination and also the cooperation, the collaboration. Everybody was working together. Everybody was happy about this, you know, and it really renewed my faith in humanity. I love this.
How many performers are featured on
18 different performers.
18 performers.
18 entities.
Mm-hmm.
And two of the groups did two songs.
Okay.
And I couldn't say no.
And you're not only – you didn't only showcase well-seasoned musicians. You've also got adding to this theme of bringing this music to the future. You've got children singing with Les Etoiles de la Louisiane.
Yeah, the French Immersion Choir.
And that it's Jimmy Louis Marie mm-hmm. who's in charge of that. And he's doing such a wonderful job with these children and teaching them about the music that comes from this area and showing them what is capable, you know, what they can achieve with this music from this area. So, yeah, that's wonderful how y'all tied that into that theme of carrying this music forward.
One of the things that I was trying to do, you know, is to involve some of the emerging, emerging talents. You know, the Babineau sisters performed on this. Jordan Thibodeau, some of the not just the well established, the longer established. Although they're, you know, Zachary Richard, Wayne Toops, and Roddy Romero, and Steve Riley, and those kinds of folks are there too. But I asked Jordan Thibodeau. If he wanted to do a song, I had no idea what he was going to do. I didn't suggest or determine what anybody did.
Mm-hmm.
I just, you know, let them hear what the song was, the original, and turned them loose. And
yeah.
This you will hear what Jordan heard. Let's listen to a couple of lines from what Jordan heard. Okay. This is a song called Toby LaPierre.
Oh, les trinquants du Jubitière, oh, les contre le pantel éclair, oh, les trinquants du Jubitière, oh, les contre le pantel éclair, il y a longtemps que j'ai des aidants, sévir en ne pétain pas trop, court au long des entrevals. Et quand Thierry Godin attendit ça, lui dit les Godins, il faut danser. Et quand Thierry Godin attendit ça, lui dit les Godins, il faut danser. Toby LaPierre, ding 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 18 livres de viande par semaine, du whisky pour boire. Comment voulez-vous rester chez vous quand les filles sont si belles? Ding, 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 ding.
So that's what Jordan heard. And he was inspired to turn this into a jury with his friend Cedric Watson.
Trinquant du juge Bitiard, oh les contes de Fontaine éclair, oh les trinquants du juge Bitiard, oh les contes de Fontaine éclair. Il y a longtemps que je désire danser, viron ne fait pas trop court au long des entrevals. Et quand les rigaudins ont entendu ça, joli rigaudin, il faut danser. Et quand les rigaudins ont entendu ça, joli rigaudin, il faut danser. Toby LaPierre, ding 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 ding, Toby LaPierre, ding 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 ding, Toby LaPierre, ding 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 ding, Toby LaPierre. Et quand tu tiens les trains qui comptent, 8 livres de viande par semaine, du whisky pour boire. Comment voulez-vous rester chez vous quand les filles sont si belles? Ding, 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 j'ai perdu ma femme là-bas. Et I'll be damned si je la perds. Et I'll be damned si j'ai peur de te. Ding, 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 ding. La car, ding, 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 ding. La car, ding, 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 ding. La car. Shall we don't lie la voix sur la chose. Ding, 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 ding
Very nice.
That's it's wild.
So cool.
And you can already hear, we've only heard three or four songs, but they're all over the stylistic map.
Yeah, I mean, definitely.
They represent just about everything that's going on in South Louisiana. It's amazing.
Wow. That was Jordan Thibodeau, Cedric Watson with Toby LaPierre. That's off of the Lyrical Legacy of César Vincent, which will be the featured CD from Festival Acadien Creole this year. And we've got Dr. Barry Ancelet in the studio telling us all about it. This project took about 2 months, but about a year and a half of research, transcribing all the lyrics and finding the songs, compiling them all together. And there will be two performances. At the first performance will be at Warehouse 535 on October 11th for the Music City's opening concert. And then the second time you can catch these musicians performing these really special songs will be at Festival Acadien Creole Saturday the 13th at 2:30. And so,
not to mention the whole rest of the weekend of wonderful music.
Right. Yes, if you'd like more information about Festival Acadien Creole, the music lineup, you can go to festivalsacadien.com. Don't forget the S on festival and Acadien. And check it out. Oh, there, they've got information for you about each day and what performers you can see on which stage.
So
up next, we're going to listen to maybe a full band up till this point. We've kind of listened to some more broken down.
Smaller things. Although there ended up being five performers on the one y'all did.
Yeah.
Chris Stafford, by the way, we recorded all this stuff at Staffland Studios in the warehouses on Garfield. And I got to say, Chris Stafford is a genius. Several people have commented on what an amazing ear he has. I think one performer said he had dog ears. He could just hear. He's here. And he was so such an amazing conceptual contributor that we ended up including him in the producing credits for the album. He's an amazing guy. What an ace.
Yeah, one of those Les Étoiles de la Louisiane when he was younger.
There you go. This next song is, I'll just give you a little snippet of it to hear, let you hear what Steve Riley and the Mamou Playboys heard. It's a song, again, an ancient song, a version of Le Galant qui voit mourir son ami. And it's been collected all over France, Belgium, Canada, Louisiana, all over the place. And they gave this ancient ballad from the Middle Ages a swamp pop twist. Here's what they heard.
Par un dimanche matin, en allant voir la belle, je l'ai trouvée de sur son lit malade, la belle en danger de mourir, je lui donne la main.
C'est la vase de vieux Ropopio.
We got the wrong number. It is number 3. Sorry about that, y'all. Mauvais bouton.
Mm-hmm.
my goodness, we're having some issues here.
It's number two on disc two.
It's number two?
On disc two.
On disc two. Sorry, y'all. Here we go. This is it, I promise.
How did that become a Swamp Pop song? I asked Steve that. He said, I was just following his lead. That's where it took me. Isn't that amazing?
It is.
Okay, so this next song is a well-known drinking song from South Louisiana. The Lomaxes had recorded a version of it by Davus Berard, Les Amours et les Beaux Jours. This is César Vincent's version.
Separelo.
C'est pas les là.
Oh, nous avions 15 ans à vivre. Oh, nous avions 15 ans à vivre, il faut le passer gaiement. Le matin, quand je me lève, je bois 5 assiettes de vin. Le matin, quand je me lève, je bois 5 assiettes de vin. C'est pour penser à l'amour, et à l'amour, et à l'amour. C'est pour penser à l'amour, le retin de nos jours.
One of the great lines of drinking songs, on fait l'amour et quand on peut, mais pas et quand on veut.
Pas et quand on veut. That's my favorite part to explain to people in English.
I love that.
Yeah, for all of you who don't speak French, he's saying, we make love when we want to, yes, when we want to. No, when we can.
When we can.
We make love when we can, but not when we want to. And it's always, it gets a laugh. So, and the two performers that redid this song, we have Blake Miller and Amelia Beery, correct? This is their version of Les Amours et les Beaux Jours.
Si j'aurais une petite amie qui m'aimerait autant que moi.
Blake Miller and Amelia Beery there with Les Amours et les Beaux Jours.
Isn't that so cool?
So beautiful. And so appropriate.
They were obviously having a blast doing too, yeah?
Yeah.
So this next song, everybody was arm wrestling over it. It's got such a great melodic, crazy structure, and the words are so funny. And Wayne Toups had claimed it, and then for a variety of reasons, it was complicated. He was involved with his Blue Garou project, and so he said that he'd be happy to come and participate on it, sing along with it, but it fell to Roddy Romero.
Mm-hmm.
And Roddy came up with this amazing, surprising arrangement of it. first, here's what everybody was excited about. This is a...
Avec ta mère Jane du coton du Nord de Dissoulayat. Avec ta mère Jane du coton du Nord de Dissoulayat. Si toi tu l'aimes pas moi, si toi tu l'aimes pas moi, c'est un péché mortel qui fait. Avec ta mère Jane du coton du Nord de Dissoulayat. Oh madame, donnez-moi vos petites filles à moi. Avec ta mère Jane du coton du Nord de Dissoulayat.
Yeah, that's definitely the part.
and it's so crooked, and it's got all these unanticipatable pieces.
Yeah.
So here's what happened. Roddy and Eric Adcock were in the studio and getting ready to do this, and we ended up calling in Lee Allen Zeno on the bass because – Roddy's arrangement, as you will hear in a second, turned out to be really funky, right? And Jim Kalachik on percussion, Curly Taylor on drums, and it ended up being Zachary Richard on harmonica. Wayne Toups came and sang some harmony. And what happened was, at first, I was the only one who had the song structure in my head.
Mm-hmm.
So they got me to go and lay down a guide track.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, as I sat there, I said, I'll be happy to do this as long as y'all promise to erase it. And I was singing in a low register to stay out of their way when they would come later and put some vocals on it. When I came back out, and Zachary Richard and Roddy said, man, it sounded okay. He said, why don't we just keep that and we'll sing over it. So that's how this evolved, and it turned it – listen, from what you just heard, Roddy Romero came up with this amazing arrangement.
Something called Avec sa Mary Jane et du Coton du Nord.
Avec sa avec sa mère et Jane, et tout content du temps, et du lit sous la gare. Allons sans désarrivé, allons sans désarrivé, avec sa mère et Jane, et tout content du temps, et du lit sous la gare. Tous les jours, il mouille à vivre, tous les jours, il mouille à vivre, avec sa mère.
And we are just dancing away in the studio. Don't want that song to end.
Okay. It's one of my goals to get that played on Funkify Your Life.
Yeah. You hear that? Hear that, Dan Phillips?
Dan Phillips.
yeah, that's pretty fun. And that was Roddy Romero, Barry, Jean Ancelet, Zachary Richard, and Wayne Toups.
And so just to give you an idea of how improvised and, you know, in the moment creative this was, we wanted to get Zachary Richard to come in and do a harmonica line in the song. Mm-hmm. You know, I said, you got a plan? He said, yeah, I'm going to go over there and stand in front of that microphone and y'all play that and I'm going to play along with it. That's my plan. And he nailed it.
That's a good plan.
It's a good plan.
And the man who inspired the whole project is a man named César Vincent.
César Vincent. We're celebrating his amazing contribution. Look, and we're also celebrating what Catherine Blanchett and Harry Oster did. Mm-hmm. If it hadn't been for them, all of the songs he had preserved in his head, many of which go back to the Middle Ages, would have just fallen off the table in 1970 when he died.
Mm-hmm.
But we got these 44, and we're so lucky to have that.
Yep.
And now they're back into circulation.
Thank you, Barry, for bringing them back for us all and helping us with the lyrics, because Lord knows there's a lot of lyrics.
There's a lot of lyrics.
And they're difficult to understand at times. So thank you so much for all the work you've done.
Tell crazy stories too, right? That last one was an appeal to a mother to give her daughter in marriage because he said, look, she's in tatters. I could take better care of her. That's great.
It is. And for more information about the two performances, you can go to festivalacadien.com. That's festivalsacadien with an S.com. There's two performances, and you can learn more about it on that website. Thank you so much for joining us today. And we are going to finish off the show with the man himself, César Vincent, with his first hit song.
His iconic song.
Called Travailler C'est Trop Dur. Thank you so much. I'm Megan Brown-Constantin. This is Dr. Barry Ancelet.
We were going to sing along with him, but then we decided, you know what? Let's give him back his song.
Let him sing it himself. Here he is.
Travailler c'est trop dur et voler c'est pas beau. Passer main de la charité, c'est quelque chose que je veux pas faire. Tous les jours que je vis dans me demande sur quoi je vis. Je réponds que je vis sur l'amour, espoir de vivre vieux. Je prends ma vieille bride et j'attrape mon vieux cheval. Je prends mon vieux cheval. Je prends ma vieille selle et je selle mon vieux cheval. Je monte et mon cheval et je prends mon violon. Je prends mon archer, je joue ma vieille valse. Je joue ma vieille valse et je m'en vais dans Texas. Chaque fille que je joins me demande où est-ce que je vais. Chaque fille que je joins me demande où est-ce que je vais. Je réponds.
Pour la meilleure musique, cajun, créole et français, écoutez-moi en onctuel avec le bar du dimanche après-midi. Chaque dimanche, à midi jusqu'à 3h, traduisit sur KVS, Radio Acadie, La Fête et Lac-Charles.
Get yourself a tea tasta cafe and drop a quarter into Lalu Jukebox with me, your host, Blake Miller, right here on your favorite radio station, KRVS.
Every Saturday night at 6 and Sunday morning at 7 here on KRVS.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. Find us on Facebook at KRVS Public Media.